USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People living in flood-stricken Jackson, Mississippi are being told not to drink tap water. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency and activating the Mississippi National Guard as residents in the capital city are without safe running water following heavy rains.
Replacing our largest city's infrastructure of running water with human distribution is a massively complicated logistical task. We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
Home prices are still on the rise, but the pace is slowing a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for June showing home prices were 18% higher than during the same month last year. However, that's 2% less than the increase in May. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike. All eyes are on a hearing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken. Documents covered by attorney-client privilege.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ukrainian authorities claim to have started looking into over 25,000 cases of potential war crimes since the Russian invasion began 6 months ago. Ukraine's lead prosecutor for human rights violations, Yuri Belousov, explains why they're investigating while the war is still ongoing.
Crimes have been committed. We have to investigate. We have to prove to victims that we are not sitting here. We are trying to find who did it, and we do our best to do that. Even for victims, it's important because they see that the state tries to do this.
The Biden administration continues to tout President Joe Biden's plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in student loan debt for borrowers making under $125,000 a year. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna on Fox Business assures this won't be the end of Democrats' efforts to help middle-class Americans.
More to come on education and more to come for working families.
Four new Broward County School Board members are sworn in to replace a previous one suspended by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. One of the new board members is Tori Alston.
With this grand jury report now available, my goal is to ensure holding all of our staff accountable.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.